The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Is it concerning that this is the fourth head coach since Kevin Sumlin left?
On the surface, you consider and say, well, you're not consistent there with things. But I think it just shows you want to win. Now, I would not have made the Applewhite hire. Where the red flag for me was is when he hired his defensive coordinator. You're hiring a guy who failed twice and then was out of football for a year. And then when you do hire an offensive coordinator that's good, he comes with all his baggage. The sideline thing with Ed Oliver, which was just dumb, that's not a guy you want leading your program. If you're the Texans, you have to find some kind of way to get pressure on, and you have to find a way to somehow contain T.Y. Hilton.
I don't think the offenses have any way to take away the big weapons on offense for either team. And I don't know who the second big weapon is for the Texans. I don't know if Kuti is going to come out and be that guy this week. They need him to be. And the Colts have Hilton, Eric Ebron, and they'll have Dontrell Inman this week. Texans are going to have a hard time covering everybody.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. In a few minutes, it'll also be at Brad Powers 7. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all of that available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. A lot of football. Very sportsy the first 2 hours. We did get into, boy, this just confused the hell out of me because our clock is flipping between 6 and 4.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like,
it's 6 for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be 6. I know we've done 2 hours of the show. I know I'm confused on what day it is and still feeling a little off from, having a day off in the middle of the week. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 6 o'clock. So we'll have Brad on in just a moment, but a lot of good stuff. And there's a couple things I want to ask him about because we always talk about like some of these bowl games betting early. One of them really paid off for him. So we'll
– that I'm guessing it's the same one that paid off for me.
Probably so. And actually, I don't remember talking to him about this last week, but we both bet Florida International early and then found out the quarterback was out and they still covered. So. Yeah. That's always a good thing, but we'll talk about that a little bit and, for future reference when you make those kind of plays because it can backfire on you, but you can also get much better numbers.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And we'll get into the championship game with him. We were looking at some prop bets on there that I want to ask him about a couple, but I think there's one that I like a lot.
Yeah.
We'll save that for Brad, and John will let us know when he's on. And, okay, we got him. Awesome. The lead college football analyst for pregame.com and a terrific.
But our last week of talking to him about football.
Yeah, well, we'll recap a little, and then we'll switch it over to basketball. We're not getting rid of him. He's pretty good at that, too.
I know, but I'm just going to miss football.
I already miss football. I mean, we're down to one college game, and, at least we have one game left to bet. And Brad's going to tell us how to do it. What's going on, Brad?
How you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're hanging in there, man. How's the weather out in Vegas? Are you guys, is it cool out there yet?
Yeah, it's been, I moved here 3 years ago, and this week has been the coldest week since I moved here.
Oh,
I mean, it's been downright chilly.
Well, you got 2 weeks to get that straightened out before we get out there, because I'm expecting some warm weather.
Yeah, I want it to be like, I want it to feel like springtime by the time I get there. So get to work on that.
We'll keep, I hope that's the case. We'll keep our fingers crossed here. But usually if you got a down week in a few weeks, it'll turn around and be on the other side. If that's the case, then it will be in the 60s then.
Well, I guess first let's recap the playoff games that happened this weekend. Was there any surprise to you? Notre Dame not really showing up in their game, did that surprise you? And did it surprise you that Oklahoma was able to come back and get it within the number?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised in both results because I was on the short end of the stick on both the playoff games. Not that I had big bets on either one, but I did lean Alabama and I did lean Notre Dame in the first game. You know, what was surprising to me was the ineptitude of Notre Dame's offense. I think what showed was, you know, Ian Book's a nice quarterback, but there's a reason why he was a 3-star coming out of high school and not a 4 or 5-star. And I think Clemson's getting to that level just like Alabama, where you just don't have any shot of beating them unless you got a really elite talent at quarterback for the most part. I would say kudos to Clemson. The game changer was that one. In that one was the injury to Notre Dame's All-American corner, Julian Love. Notre Dame doesn't have the depth of a lot of the other teams, or at least Clemson and Alabama, put in a freshman in there, and Clemson went to work in the passing game on those three drives late in the second quarter. Other than that, Clemson really didn't have much success against Notre Dame's defense, so I thought that was the big turning point in that one, and that was a surprise for me. Yeah, I guess the Oklahoma-Alabama game, I was a little surprised Oklahoma has as much success as they did in the last three quarters, but to a certain extent, it makes some sense because I think it just came too easy for Alabama in the first 16, 17 minutes to jump out to 28 to nothing. I mean, just human nature is you're going to let off the gas pedal a little bit. And that's pretty much what I saw from Alabama in the final, 35, 40 minutes of that game.
A couple others in the New Year's Six Bowl. I think we were all on the UT side of the Georgia game. And were you surprised at all by that?
I was on the Texas side and really liked Texas a lot. Here's what I still was surprised. And look, I get it. A lot of people are going to make the case, hey, Georgia wasn't motivated. Here's what I did see. I thought Texas looked the part from a physicality aspect, and that was stunning to me that it wasn't anything fluky. Like, Georgia had several turnovers and Texas took advantage. It's not like Georgia, had a bunch of penalties, was sloppy. I don't think Georgia had a single penalty until the fourth quarter of that game. Texas, to a man, took it to Georgia at the line of scrimmage, outrushed Georgia by more than 100 yards. If you'd have told me before the game, even though I was leaning and liking Texas in that spot, I would have thought they would have had to generate some points via turnovers and some other things. Now, I came away from that one. Texas clearly was the better team, and there wasn't any fluke about it. Texas, guys, is officially back, and they're a team to be reckoned with next year in 2019.
I saw that you posted a ticket, and I told Fred I got lucky because I had an early ticket on Ohio State at 4.5. You had one, it looked like, at 4. So I was actually able to make some money on Ohio State, even though I shouldn't have. I was heavier on the under than I was on Ohio State, but I know that I at least I was seeing that RJ won some money off of you. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
You got a bad number?
I got a little greedy. Mm. Yeah, I took a bad number. I got a little greedy, took a bad number. I thought the Buckeyes was – I mean, look, let's face it. I was very square. I went to the point, hey, it doesn't matter what the number is. Ohio State's going to kill Washington. Very square of me. Numbers matter. Don't just bet teams. And I got a little square in that regard, and RJ took full advantage. Although I got to think RJ wasn't feeling too good about his Washington ticket in the first 3.5 quarters of that game. But in the end, it's all about cashing tickets. I only cashed an early ticket on the whole up and up. That was a big loss for me. Not only losing to RJ, but that was a difference for me in one of the contests here in Vegas. About a $10,000 swing for me from third to fourth place.
Ooh,
still not a bad not a bad score going fourth place in one of those contests. That's always nice.
Yeah, not too shabby. It's you know, it still paid out quite a bit. We could buy a new car from it. So
there you go.
It still was a profitable one, but we could have bought a better car had the Buckeyes held on.
Brad Power is our guest. And, you know, you mentioned that you bought that ticket early, and a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Florida International. I think both of us bought in on that early, and then the quarterback wasn't going to play. Well, how do you balance making an early play to get a better number versus, especially in bowl season, where you have maybe weeks before the game and a lot can happen, guys can sit out? I mean, how much do you have to weigh those two factors before you make a play like that?
Yeah, you definitely got to consider all that, but I still think, generally speaking, it's not like you're not going to take advantage of and get the best of the number on every single game. But I would argue, if you know what you're doing, more often than not, give me betting those bowl games early than at the end. It's much easier for me to win when I'm betting an opening line where it's just me versus the bookmaker than waiting until the week of the game. And not only am I betting the bookmaker, but I am betting the entire market, all the syndicates that are now betting, you know, whether it be sharps or squares, an entire market is much tougher to beat come game week than it is early on when it's just me versus the bookmaker. I'm always at risk as far as, you know, an injury to happen or whatnot. But also, I think what's important moving forward is kind of isolate those teams that you think might not be motivated, and yet you don't know if Michigan's going to sit out a bunch of players. But you could have kind of predicted that Michigan might not have treated that bowl game against Florida very strongly when they came up a game short of the college football playoff. So keep that in mind moving forward.
Did you have, I mean, when the Ohio State number moved down, and I actually thought it was going to get up over seven by the time it was all said and done, when it starts shooting down and there's, you know, five and a half showing up, did that get you nervous as to there's clearly some powerful money coming in on Washington?
No question about it. I'm very nervous because I like you, I thought, you know, even when I bet RJ at seven, I thought, it's going to close at least seven, probably 7.5, because let's face it, the public's going to be on the Buckeyes in this case. And the line was already climbing up there and was flashing seven at certain spots a week before the game. But when it came game day, and when the syndicates can bet their highest limits on game day and all that money came in on Washington, prior to kickoff, I was very nervous. But at the end of three quarters, I thought, man, them syndicates, all that millions of dollars, they don't watch these games like I do. They haven't watched Jake Browning this season continue to come up short. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes. Forget the X's and O's. But when it all came down to the end, obviously that syndicate money cashed their tickets, and I did not.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn our attention to the championship game. And before we get to the actual number, I think AJ and I both like the Alabama -3 first half line. And we've been talking about that a little bit. And that may be the only thing that either of us wind up playing. But wanted to get your thoughts on all the numbers and what you think of this game going in.
Yeah, I think the line's about right. I mean, from a pure power rating number, I got it like 5. So, I mean, it's at 5.5. It was 6 earlier. I guess a slight lean for Clemson for me. But, again, you don't make money long-term fading Nick Saban. Although I'll say this, if you're giving me one coach in the country as far as postseason last 5 years, that best coach is not Nick Saban. It's actually Dabo Swinney against the number, 8-1 against the spread. His last 9 postseason games, whether they be playoff games or bowl games. So Dabo's pretty good, especially in the underdog role, where he's been an underdog in 8 of those 9 postseason games. Not too shabby that he's got a 7-2 straight-up record in those. So slight lean on Clemson, although I'm not going to have, whether it be side or the total, not going to get one of my biggest bets of the year. I think the line is about right. I'd also lean over. I think Clemson, Trevor Lawrence can have some success on that Alabama pass defense like Oklahoma had, and also Georgia threw for 300-plus yards. So I look for that, and I think Alabama can beat Clemson over the top, much like Texas A&M and South Carolina from the SEC did against Clemson's defense earlier this season.
Yeah, and I know the temptation is to jump in and play this, but the reality is we're always looking for edges, and you're right. I think the number's right there, so – Do you look at any props at all, or are you pretty much going to just play this light and enjoy the game?
No, I think player props, because it's getting more with each passing year, the derivative betting, whether it be player props or, like you guys mentioned, betting Alabama in the first half, which has been a very profitable all season long. I think only two non-covers for Alabama in the first half. I think derivative betting, when you see the side and total on the championship game, it should be two of the sharper numbers you see, because the handle is going to be big. But when you open it up and you got 50, 60, 70, and obviously in the case of the Super Bowl, hundreds of prop bets, yeah, you can definitely find some value in that regard. A softer market, a less liquid market in that regard. And, you know, probably be a couple props. I've seen, you know, five dimes has some props up. Two of the ones I was looking for, you know, two of completions, I think, was 21.5. I'm going to go over the total there. I think that's being priced on Tua's full season stats. And the reality is, Alabama hasn't needed Tua to play, you know, other than maybe a few games this season, like an entire game. I mean, keep in mind, most of the time he's only playing 2.5, 3 quarters. So I'll go over 21.5 completions for Tua Tagovailoa for Alabama. And also on Alabama, I don't think Damian Harris, I love Damian Harris, he's their running back, but I don't think he's a great matchup against this Clemson defensive front. He's not a guy that really gets to the outside. He's kind of a bang-em-up guy, north and south runner in between the tackles. Very much like Nick Chubb last year against Alabama's defense, the Georgia running back, wasn't a good matchup. I look for Alabama to use Jacobs more on the outside against Clemson. A lot more touches for him than Harris. I'll go under 50.5 rushing yards for Damian Harris.
All right, that's Brad Powers, lead football college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. And it's been fun doing college football. I think we're all a little sad that it's coming to an end. But you know what? We'll can start turning our attention to the hoops next week.
You know what? Before we let him go, I've got one more question for him. Do you have any insight on the Eastern Washington, North Dakota State game? Since I guess we still do have that game technically. And I don't know much about these teams. I know North Dakota State always seems to dominate. But is there any value on the 61 total or the 14-point spread?
Yeah, I'm going to go lean under the total, 61. And it makes a lot of sense. First off, let's look at history. Since they moved it to your guys' neck of the woods, the FCS championship game there in Frisco, Texas, 9 of the 10 games have went under the total. Makes sense why this format for the FCS is they play, 11 regular season games and then 3 straight playoff games. And then the championship, there's like a 3-week layover. So teams that have a lot of offensive momentum are in a routine. All of a sudden, for the first time this year, they're not in that routine. They got a bunch of time off and played outdoors. There's a little bit of that break in the action. The game means so much more. Every possession matters. You get increased intensity on the defense side of the ball. I'm going to lean under 61.
All right. That's Brad. Brad, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you again next week. And we'll be out there in a couple of weeks just talking to RJ. Maybe we can all get together.
Hey, it sounds good. Look forward to it, guys, and Happy New Year to you.
All right, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
It's Brad Powers. I like that guy. He's good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, I got a little game I want to play with you guys in a second. But first, a couple of people were asking me about some TV shows, and everybody told me I should watch that The Expanse on Sci-Fi Network. And I got halfway through the first episode, and it was boring, and I had no idea what was going on. So I'm sure it's one of those shows that gets better, but I ejected. And then somebody asked me, do I watch The Orville? I have to say that I was so disappointed in that. It's Seth MacFarlane, who I think is hilarious, and it's science fiction, which I like, but I got through two episodes, and it just wasn't funny. And I think they were trying to be too character-driven sci-fi show, unless Seth MacFarlane funny. Well, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want funny. I want, like, Galaxy Quest funny. So, yeah, there's a couple of shows that I am not on. All right, I have some... I want to see if you guys... I want to ask you both, do you judge people based on the following things, and then I'm going to tell you what that means about you.
Okay.
Do you judge people on how frequently they check their phone?
No, because I feel like everybody checks their phone constantly now.
Depends on the setting, I guess.
Yeah, I think we're always all on our phone, so I don't really do it. Now, if it's one of those things like your wife is totally just staring at her phone because she doesn't want to talk to you, that's different. But I just think in general, yeah. Do you judge people by their handshake?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't really, unless it's like somebody gives me a dolphin fin or something.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't really judge. Okay. How you treat servers or receptionists?
Yeah.
I definitely
I'm extremely judgmental.
And like how people tip and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that. Handwriting.
No.
No.
Nobody handwrites anymore.
No, but spelling.
Yeah, I will judge you for that. Yeah. You get on Twitter.
Spelling and grammar and like misuse of your.
There.
Yeah.
Looser.
Oh, yeah. That's
you
stuff.
Looser. And then here's one. Tardiness. Do you judge people for that?
Yeah. It's not a good look.
Yeah, but yeah, it depends on the situation. But yeah, mostly yes.
I'm bad about that. If I tell you, hey, I'm going to meet you at 7:30 and I'm there at 7:30 and you get there at 8, I'm out on you.
Yeah.
I honestly, I have no tolerance for that. And maybe it's just because I'm old and I have less time left than you do. But the reality is, you know, things are going to happen sometimes and I get that. But if I say, hey, I'm going to meet you at 7:30 and you don't think enough of my time that you're going to show up till 8:15, not only will I not do business with you, I won't be friends with you.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. And, you know, the worst is somebody tells you they're going to show up and then an hour later they're like, oh, I can't make it. Because, you know, if I'm planning to be somewhere, it's going to be at that time. So I'm judgmental about that. So basically, according to this, that makes us all petty.
No, oh, well, that's okay. I'll own that.
Yeah. I got no problem with that. I feel like all of those, you know, except for, I mean, I really think those are fair. I mean, how many things do you judge people to get impressions of them? I mean, handwriting, I don't really care about. Handshakes, I don't really care about. But I think it says a lot about you with how you treat receptionists and how you tip. The phone thing, yeah, I think that's just everybody. But tardiness, definitely.
Yeah.
So, apparently there's a lot of other stuff that people use to judge you. Those are the main ones. But that makes us all judgmental. So, okay. But, you know, I guess the reality is, I guess we're all judgmental. What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel bad about it. If you're late, especially more than once, like I'll usually give you one late or not show up thing. But after the second one, I'm out on you. I mean, seriously, I've cut off business partners that did that to me a couple times that I won't have anything to do with anymore because you're not reliable. And it's a little thing and it's a simple thing, but 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see the zoomed-in photo from the Sugar Bowl with the Texas play call on Ellinger's wrist?
No.
They had a play called Go Bleep Yourself, Bitch.
All right.
I'd like to know what that one was. It's funny because I was watching a mic'd-up game earlier this year, and they go to the line, and they have like 10 different things. Dinosaur 46, rubber slant left. And then the next play, they just come up and go, booyah. And, you know, it's still a play, but it's like, why do you need one all that for one and one word for another?
I don't know. That seems like an overkill terminology there. Yeah. But it seems like something Tom Herman would come up with.
Yeah. So here's a fun fact for you. How many of the top six highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL made the playoffs this year?
Zero.
Indeed.
Yeah.
They combined for 31 wins. Aaron Rodgers, $33.5 million, number one. Matt Ryan, $30 million, number two. Kirk Cousins came the closest, $28 million, number three. Jimmy Garoppolo was dead at the beginning of the season, $27.5 million, so hard to count him. Matthew Stafford, $27 million. Derek Carr, $25 million. Of all those guys, the only one that came even remotely close was Cousins.
Yeah. That's a shame. Mm. But that's what you're seeing now. When you pay a quarterback so much money, it's hard to get your team there. It's hard to get your team right, built around him. Mm. And that's why I said Pete Carroll should be a real contender for Coach of the Year, because he's paid a quarterback big money and still found a way to field a playoff roster out of guys that shouldn't be a playoff roster.
Yeah. Couple things. Bryce says, love the point about being on time. As a Cowboys fan growing up in New York, I respected Tom Coughlin's, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. I always try to be early for everything. I think I've been late for a meeting one time in the last 4 years, and it was because it wasn't on my schedule, and I was meeting someone here at the station, and it had been booked like 3 weeks before, and I always put it on Google Docs, and for some reason it wasn't on there, and I walked in 5 minutes late, and she was waiting for me, and I'm like, we're supposed to meet at 1:30, and I didn't even know, and that was the only time. If I know I'm supposed to be somewhere, you do, and especially in this city, man, with this traffic, you got to leave early. Juan asked, do you think a local sports book would work? Is there a demand for it? I think there's a demand, but I don't think there's any. There's no movement here in this state for it to happen.
It's not going to happen here. If it does happen, it's going to be well after a bunch of other states let it. It's like marijuana and everything else.
I think we'll get marijuana before we get any kind of expanded gambling.
I think so too.
And frankly, I'm okay with that because.
But I also think all of our neighboring states will get expanded gambling and marijuana before we get it.
Yeah, we might get. I think there's more of a push to get weed here than there is gambling. And I'm okay with that because frankly, all I am is a poker and horse guy. And I get that legally now. And if I want to bet on sports, you know where I go? My bookie. I got my bookie. So I don't even have to leave my house.
It's true.
How about that? And the truth is, the good thing about my bookie is if you win, they're going to pay you. That's the biggest thing. A lot of websites, not so much. And I've had some bad experience in the past with other websites. Not with my bookie. Great customer service. They make it easy on you. And they've got everything you could possibly want to bet on there. If you want to bet the championship game we were talking about, got you covered. Any of the NFL games this weekend, you're covered. And the great thing, you got this in-game betting. So if you miss the start of a game, you want college basketball, you want NBA, you want hockey, it's all there. And right now, they still got a bonus for you. So if you want to get in before the playoffs start, now is your time. You're going to get 50% of your initial deposit if you use promo code RADIO to activate their offer. All you have to do is Google MyBookie today or go to mybookie.ag. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
But I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's do a couple things from the text line. What do you think about the Rockets plus +8 from Blitzer for Life? I am not really playing in the NBA right now unless I find some situational stuff, so I don't really have an opinion. I mean, I'd just be guessing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Rockets are playing well. If you feel like throwing a few bucks on them, go ahead, but I don't have anything concrete to back it up with. 832 says, with downtown traffic, I plan on showing up an hour early after being late one time. Worst case, I get to listen to 97.5 for an hour in the parking
garage. There you go.
Yeah, see, that's... Sir, you are a smart... And then friends say I tip too much, $50 and lower. And then he's got a whole bunch of stuff he asked about. I the standard thing for me, I start at 20%.
Yeah.
And if you do well, and if I know you, it starts at 25%. If it's someplace I go all the time and I know the bartenders and they always take care of me, it starts at 25%. And if it's fantastic, I'll do 30. But that's me. I think it's easier that way than trying to figure stuff out.
If you have a friend who gets on you for over tipping,
get a new friend.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it's funny though. When I was in Canada, the service is not as good there, but they get paid more. So you're not supposed to tip as much. And I could see why, and I still did 20%, but I could see why people do 15 there, because they don't put a whole hell of a lot of effort into it. And we went to like 3 different restaurants.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm used to quality service. And even if people are in a bad mood, they'll at least put in the effort to, you know, if you want a drink, they get it to you. But, like, I mean, I at one place, I asked a woman for water 4 times. And
not ideal.
Yeah, that's not good service.
No.
Especially when we're the only people there. And it's like, hey, man, can I get a water? And okay.
And then they just don't show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and then 5 minutes later, hey, could I get that glass of water?
That's a bad look.
No, they're off talking to their coworkers.
But even then, I still feel bad tipping less than 20%.
Yeah, and so do I, but that's... They also make a lot more money, which is why I guess they're less motivated on tips. And I don't think Canadians tip very well in general either. Because I've had friends tell me that at the airport.
Are you allowed, that's stereotyping.
Well, I know Europeans don't tip worth a damn. As the last time I kind of got into it, somebody was at a poker table. We were in Vegas the last time. And a guy wins like a, it's not my business and I should have just shut up. But a guy wins like a $400 pot and tips a dollar to the dealer.
Not a good.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh well, freaking Europeans. And that was, I shouldn't have said anything. Wasn't my place, but
oh wow,
it was kind of embarrassing.
Maybe they're used to it in Canada.
What's that?
The dealers. Maybe they, like, to the Canadian dealers, this guy's nice.
This guy was like, he was German or something.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, is even worse. But so I said, what do you tip if you get one bottle of beer at the bar?
I think it's acceptable to do a dollar per drink still at the bar.
Yeah, now unless you're drinking $9 drinks.
You should
do better than that. But yeah, one
or if you're drinking frozen blended drinks, like that they actually have to make up with a blender.
Yeah.
That's an automatic upcharge.
Oh, and absolutely any not just that, but any specialty drink that takes them time to do. Yeah, you got to make sure you take care of them. But a couple places I go now don't even take cash anymore, which is kind of smart because you don't want people getting robbed.
Let me tell you a story, Fred.
Yes.
So I was gone last Thursday and Friday. I was in Shiner, Texas. There is one liquor store in Shiner, Texas.
Okay.
And I went inside and I put together my purchases totaling probably about $180-something.
It's probably a big score for a liquor store in Shiner.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't take a credit card or a debit card. It was cash or check. I said, check? I don't even think I own a checkbook anymore. If I do, it's like locked away in some box. But that's crazy to lose business like that. And I understand credit card fees, but
yeah, and
at some point,
chargebacks,
I mean, everybody
like
does it. You've got to have it. It's crazy to me.
Did they at least have an ATM?
No. And then there's no Wells Fargo in Shiner, Texas.
No.
And then my mom, I get back and I'm like, I didn't get anything. And she's like, you should have just told, I don't forget the lady's name. You should have just told her you were my son. She would have let you run a card. And I was like, so wait, you're telling me she has the power to run a card? And she's like, yeah, she has it. She just keeps it under the table so people don't want to use it. And I was like, she let me walk out $180-something worth of booze. She let me put back on the shelf because she wanted to save the couple bucks for the credit card charge. That's crazy to me. I don't understand it.
I would at least have an ATM in there.
Yeah.
Plus, you make the extra money off of that. Hmm. J-Rap says, if you're drinking frozen or blended drinks, you need to just leave the bar. No, that's not fair. There are some people who like those. Not,
and
then,
you know,
not
people
me.
Go out with their wives, and they may want to drink those drinks.
Yeah.
I always tip based on what I'm drinking and what my wife is drinking. And I know for a fact, like if I'm drinking beer and my wife's drinking mixed drinks, I'm going to tip more than a dollar per drink. Because pouring a beer or giving me a bottle that doesn't take much effort. Okay, let's face it. Making a mixed drink, especially one with more than two or three ingredients, that's effort.
Yeah.
Should be rewarded as such.
Well, and also sometimes if I go someplace and they've got, and again, if they know me, I'm always going to start at 25. But if they have a beer in the back that they know I would like, that's not actually out for everybody to get.
Yeah, you actually have hookups like that. Yeah. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, and you know, I'm definitely tipping for that because they're taking care of me. And yeah, I think when somebody says anyone's complaining about over tipping, they've never worked in the food service industry. I agree. I mean, I just, the thing is, I don't know. I've always been that way. I mean, I was always kind of taught, take care of people who take care of you.
Yep.
And then somebody says, I don't know about Europe, but at least in the UK, tipping is just not common. But they pay their waiters like £16 an hour.
Right.
Yeah. I've gotten to know a lot of the wife's coworkers because she's working with all these people from England and France and all that stuff. And when they've been in town, it's like they at least ask, hey, so what's standard tip? Because we don't really tip over there. And, you know, I've told them it was 20% is what we start with. And, I mean, at least they cared enough to ask and find out.
Right.
Mainly because I probably ran about it a lot. So, and they probably maybe have heard it. But you know what, guys? Guess what? Guess what's going on right now at Gulf Greyhound Park?
Oh, I bet there are dogs running.
There are dogs about to be running in 17 minutes around
in the cold.
Track.
And these dogs are putting it all on the line for you people.
They are versatile. They are tough and they're fun. And man, I'm telling you, Greyhound betting is a lot of fun. That's where I learned a lot of the bets that I use on horses now is at Greyhound racing. And guess what? Live racing Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. So you got tonight and Saturday at 7. And on Sunday, how about you head on over after you have your family gathering at noon? Because they're going to have noon on Sundays. And they've also got the $50,000 Texas Bread Showdown Stakes. Listen, if you want to get out there and bet any day of the week on simulcast, they got you covered. 7 days a week, gates open at daily at 11 a.m. And you can watch and wager on all the greatest Greyhound tracks and horse tracks. But right now, one of the rare times, live Greyhound racing. And it's a lot of fun to go out there, watch the races, go down to the side of the track there, or probably stay inside tonight because it's a little cool. But watch those guys run around the track. It's exciting. And it's easy to find, man. They're located at Exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. So if you're heading down south towards Galveston, you just take that right turn at Exit 15. And if you're coming the other way, you know what to do. You just turn left. That simple. They're off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. For more information, visit gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com. Get in on live racing right now, gulfgreyhound.com. Quiet sound, settle quiet down. Bow your head,
the most high's around. Lord, these... Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. Great stuff on there every day. And SportsMap.com still has a sports editor, which apparently the New York Daily News does not.
Oh, look at you.
Lamont just sent me that. So
you've outlasted them.
Yeah. All right. Last week when you were gone, I put together a Falcon on famous people, and everything ran late, and I didn't get to do it. So
damn it.
Kind of pissed off. So let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Scarlett Johansson. She knows that the internet is not a great place to be a hot chick. And she's been the victim of leaks where private photos got out, if you remember. And now she's been targeted by a new type of harasser, one that uses AI to create surprisingly convincing but fake porn videos of her.
Hmm.
One such video has racked up over 1.5 million
racked
views.
Up. Yeah. I see what you did there.
And she's come to the sad conclusion that trying to fight these deep fake videos is fruitless and a lost cause. And apparently she's not the only one who's been violated. She's just one of the high profile ones. But there was a woman, just a regular woman in her 40s, who had one of these videos made, and she doesn't understand why she was attacked, but she was. She says, nothing can stop someone from cutting and pasting my image or anyone else's onto a different body. Let's just hope lawmakers around the globe get their act together soon and deal with this serious threat to not just national security, but to personal safety. Because they're saying if the clips don't actually represent stolen data, that there's no violation of privacy laws. But I guess computer people have gotten so good at putting faces on other bodies, like even during videos.
But even like CGI type stuff, you can make look like anyone, right?
Yeah.
So.
Aquaman. I'm going to see Aquaman tonight.
Yeah?
Got to take my kid to a hitting lesson, and then we're going to Aquaman. Aquaman overtakes Wonder Woman at the global box office. As of Wednesday, the film has overtaken Wonder Woman in global ticket sales, putting Warner Brothers' December 21st release in second place amongst all DC Extended Universe titles. Pretty good run here. Aquaman's now made $822.9 million. Wonder Woman was at $821.8, and obviously Aquaman's still going.
Yeah, what was number one?
I want to say it was... what was the one? The Batman versus Superman was their highest selling or highest tracking one. Aquaman's on track to become number one overall. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, yet to surpass. They had 873.6 million. But Aquaman jumped right past Man of Steel, Suicide Squad, and Justice League.
Suicide Squad did better than Justice League?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Suicide Squad is one of their highest grossing movies, which is insane.
Yeah, Suicide Squad was 746. Justice League was one of their lowest grossing.
See, I'm in the minority. I actually like that movie.
You like Suicide Squad?
I like both of them, but I like Justice League better.
I did too. So 873.6 is Batman versus Superman. So they're about 50 million away from that.
They're passing that.
They're passing easy. That for well, sure.
Yeah, China loves Jason Momoa.
Apparently so. China leads the way, by the way, which Aquaman has made $275 million to become China's second biggest superhero movie of all time behind Infinity War.
Wow.
But Aquaman's still running well behind in U.S. ticket sales. 189 million to Wonder Woman's 330 million. And Rotten Tomatoes, Wonder Woman was 93% fresh, Aquaman 64. So that's probably hurting Aquaman a little. That matters a lot here. I don't look at that stuff, but I guess a lot of people do.
No. Well, most of the time I trust what you guys tell me about movies and what people that I know tell me about them. So like, I'm holding off on this one until I hear from you.
I'll let you know how it goes tonight. Coachella lineup came out.
Yeah.
I've just gotten old, I guess. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening to music and what people are going out to see. The headliners for Coachella, which used to be like an awesome rock festival.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino, Tame Impala, and Ariana Grande. Those are your three headliners for the 3-day festival.
You're just getting old, man.
What's happening? Are these good bands, John?
Childish Gambino is Donald Glover. I really like Childish Gambino. And Ariana Grande is one of the biggest pop stars.
Maybe
in the
rock
world.
Is dead. Maybe that's what's happening here.
Is what happens when you get old. The bands that you used to love, that used to be the big noise, aren't anymore, and they're all replaced by things you've never heard of.
Well, hip hop overpassed rock, I think, in terms of popularity, I think a year or two ago.
Yeah. I mean, you look at this lineup, it's pretty clear. Weezer is on the list, but they're fourth on the billing for their day.
Wow.
So, yeah, not good for rock and roll. Not a good look.
Yeah, you really have to do this, John.
John loves
it. Oh, this song in the Aquaman movie will ruin it for you.
All right. Thankfully, this is going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. Wasn't too bad today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches. I practice what I preach, but I ain't gonna last. Still got love for the streets, 305 till I die. Still got love for these pieces, why I spit this fire. You can catch me on the beach, especially on the island. Took over my city, now it's time for the world. I live and they rap it, there's a difference, girl. Getting paid more than... ESPN. 97.5.